All right, we had begun a while back, short while back, talking about health insurance premiums. And the debate is whether or not premiums have been rising at a faster rate. I want to emphasize that again. At a faster rate under Obamacare than before Obamacare. The rates are going to be raising, Remember, we've already known that for decades. The cost of medical care, we've been told for a long time in America, is very high. The cost of medical care in America is very, very high. And as that cost for the medical care keeps going up, whether we're talking about increases due to the cost going up due to increases in salaries, increases due to equipments used and hospitals purchasing these newer equipments, and they're having to be compensated through the insurance companies that pay for the treatment. And then, of course, the insurance companies reimbursed through the premiums that we pay them. That's going to be happening no matter what. It has been happening, period. Question is, if indeed it is true that insurance premiums have been rising under Obamacare, also technically known as the Affordable Care Act, the question is, has it been rising faster as a result of the Affordable Care Act? Or has it risen at the same rate as before the Affordable Care Act? Or has it risen slower than before the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare? And remember, one of the things that we learned last week is that typically premiums rise about 10% per year. Under Obamacare, the percentage of increase has been 8.2%. Now, here's the thing. You know, some of you are saying 10%, 8.2%, that's not a big difference. I agree with you. That's not a big difference. But listen now, the people who do not want the Affordable Care Act, the people who fought hard to prevent the Affordable Care Act from ever becoming the act, are saying the premiums are rising faster under Obamacare than before Obamacare. And so a typical increase of 10% per year is greater than an increase of 8.2%. Or to flip that, 8.2% increase, which it has been under Obamacare, is less than the 10% increase that was typical before Obamacare. So that means that those who are saying the rates are rising faster under Obamacare are not telling the truth. Not only is it not as great as, not only is it not greater than, it's not even equal to, it's less than. The rate of increase is less under Obamacare than it was before Obamacare, also known as the Affordable Care Act. So let's look at some more of the debate of between the people who have weighed in more publicly on this situation. We started with a pro the last time, where the pros are saying, yes, the rates are increasing faster under Obamacare. Let's start with a con this time, with the con saying, nope, rates are not rising faster under Obamacare. Rick Unger, senior political contributor at Forbes, stated in his October 31st, 2014 article, one of the best sources of actual facts is the annual study done by the McKinsey Center for U.S. Health System Reform. According to the McKinsey study, while 65% of existing policies will see an increase in premium costs for 2015, the median increase will be just 4%. When was the last time we saw insurance premiums experience an annual increase of less than 5%? He says, I cannot remember such a time and doubt that you can either. Here's a pro too. Amanda Kowalski, PhD, faculty research fellow with the National Bureau of Economic Research, said, in the vast majority of states, in the first quarter of 2014, premiums rose relative to state seasonally adjusted trends. Health insurance premiums almost always go up, but it is striking that they went up so much relative to trend. Premiums increased relative to seasonally adjusted trends in the first half of 2014 in the four most popular states. Across all states from before the reform to the first half of 2014, enrollment-weighted premiums in the individual health insurance market increased by 24.4% beyond what they would have had they simply followed state-level seasonally adjusted trends. Well, that's interesting. She's saying there, by her own admission, that there were people who decided not to stay with the state level seasonally adjusted trends. They departed from their own practice. Is that the reason that it went up 24.4% if that claim is true? Well, more pros and cons about this next time around. In the meantime, be thinking about what I said with regards to, as procon.org put it, healing the divide. Let's spend time working throughout the year, strengthening our relationships, so that by the time holiday season rolls around and it's time to start having those holiday meals together, family can be solid and truly enjoy those mealtimes. Till next time.